This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Now, 60 minutes of nonstop talk on the Rich Cioli podcast.
All right, 855-839-1210. We have a Democrat debate watch party coming up. I'm going to tell you exactly where and why you should come and join us. And the question becomes, are we just absolutely way too impatient as people? That is the question. Turns out, yes, we are. 855-839-1210. 855-839-1210. Also, by the way, I should mention to you, you know, I love having fun with audio clips. I love to point out the insanity of the world we're living in. And I don't know. I mean, to me, some of this stuff just keeps getting better and better. But every now and then, there's a gem that you actually wind up going, wait a second, somebody's making sense. Did you catch the whole thing with Deborah Messing? Wanted to out all the people going to Trump's fundraiser?
Yes.
So Deborah Messing, who was on a show called Will and Grace, and the show, they came back and the show bombed and is now off the air. Will and Grace. And but the original time it was on, it was good. They did well the first time around. The second time it came back, it was a mess.
Not so much.
It's like a political show. Well, anyway, she went on Twitter and she wanted everybody who was going to go to a fundraiser that was going to be held in Hollywood to be outed, basically, right? So you'd have to be outed so that they could take revenge on your career.
Yes.
And you wouldn't be able to work again.
Like a blacklist kind of a thing.
Yes, like what they did with actors who were communists in the 1950s.
Or alleged communists.
Alleged, right. Thank you, Dawn. Alleged communists. Now they're all just actual communists for the most part in Hollywood, and they're very proud of that fact. So she wanted to do this, and she got slammed on Twitter for it because they said, hey, look, you know, people have a right to participate in politics, but not everything has to be public if they don't want it to be. There are finance laws, so a lot of times their names are going to show up anyway. But what you want to do is you want to punish people who don't agree with your views, and you don't want them to work again. You want to come after them. You want to blacklist people, and that's not America. That's not what we do. I can't believe it, but Chief Justice Whoopi Goldberg on The View actually went off on Deborah Messing. I couldn't believe this.
Good for her.
I got to say good for her, right? Well, for all the times we mock her, yes.
I mean, okay.
All right, so she's right once every 77 years.
No, well, she probably, I don't know how old she is, but she's been around a long, long time, and maybe she remembers or knows people who were blacklisted. Whoopi,
yeah.
You know?
Well, and she's also black, and there was a time when black people couldn't work in Hollywood either.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know?
Well, I mean, she starts off by saying that. I mean,
of course, making it, I mean, obviously racial, she's got to do a little bit racial, got to get a little dig in there. Take a listen.
People ended up killing themselves.
Yeah.
This is not a good idea, okay?
Listen,
your idea of who you don't want to work with is your personal business. Do not encourage people to print out lists, because the next list that comes out, your name will be on, and then people will be coming after you. We had something called the blacklist, and a lot of really good people were accused of stuff. Nobody cared whether it was true or not. They were accused, and they lost their right to work. You don't have the right. In this country, people can vote for who they want to. That is one of the great rights of this country. You don't have to like it, but we don't go after people because we don't like who they voted for. We don't go after them that way. We can talk about issues and stuff, but we don't print out lists. And I'm sure you guys misspoke when you said that, because it sounded like a good idea. Think about it, read about it, remember what the blacklist actually meant to people, and don't encourage anyone to do it.
Good for her. Wow, I'm amazed. Good for her. Today she'll be back to calling Trump a Nazi and Hitler, but for that one shining moment right there.
She'll come on today's show and make an apology for...
Right, yeah, she'll have to apologize for that. She'll start by saying, I put myself on the list. That's what she'll come out and say right there. Yeah, she wanted a list of all the attendees. The public has a right to know. Now, I guess she was on with Jesse Waters. I didn't see that. Did anyone watch that? Did you see that? Her on with Jesse Waters?
No, I didn't see that part.
Deborah Messing was?
No. Yeah. Oh, Deborah? Yeah,
Deborah Messing apparently was, I guess, I don't know. I'm trying to.
I thought maybe
call
Whoopi
the
was.
Phone number that Will and Grace actress Deborah Messing tweeted after she asked for a list of those attending. He noted on the five that Messing had via Twitter invited the public to discuss the firestorm. So he called the phone number, and I'm going to try to talk to her and see what she says. They called the number, and I guess Deborah Messing answered and said it's her. And she said, I'm not going to be listening to this because I'm only going to be reading your text, so please text me. Waters then hung up, remarking, that's not talking, that's a scam, Deborah. So she didn't actually have a conversation. So I guess technically she really didn't go on The View. That's kind of a, or I'm sorry, on The Five. It's actually not an accurate accurate way to put that. But he called her, which is good for him.
Yeah.
And then she hung up, so.
Also, she's the one who's getting, you know, kind of lambasted for this as well. She should. But Eric McCormick, who played Will, I believe, also said something similar, and she kind of piggybacked off what he said. So he was actually the first one to do it, but she's the one who's getting all the blame for it.
So he's backtracked now. He said, what he originally tweeted was this. Hey, Hollywood Reporter, kindly report on everyone attending the event so the rest of us can be clear about who we don't want to work with. Thanks. Now, that'd be like saying, I want to know exactly who you two are voting for before I'm going to let you be on the show.
Yes.
Or the three of you. I'd be like, I want to know, and I sent a memo. I want to know who you're voting for town council. I want to know who you're voting for in your county. I want lists. Give me lists. Or you're not going to be on the show anymore. Could you imagine that craziness? Now, obviously, that would happen if, for example, I was some sort of a totalitarian, but I'm not, right? So I don't care. But that's exactly what Eric What's-His-Face is suggesting here in this tweet. So now he walks back. He goes, oh, no, we're not trying to do that. We're not trying to do that. Yes, you are. You literally just said it. You literally said it. You literally said, so we don't have to work with these people anymore. Oh, you're a Trump supporter? Well, I'm not going to work with you, which means that you're not going to get this job. You're not going to get this part. What Whoopi Goldberg was talking about, by the way, was, of course, the Goldberg era. When she said, the McCarthy era, when McCarthy, the McCarthyism and the suspected communists, and that's when she said, last time people did this, people ended up killing themselves. Actually, the Goldberg era is an era of stupidity when people watch The View every day and their brains melt.
It's true.
That'll be known in history as the Goldberg era.
That's, you know, we're living in that right now.
Yeah, the Goldberg-Behar era, when people turn on The View or are forced to watch it at a dentist's office and their brains melt in front of them. Literally as that happens. But so the actor backtracks and says, I'm not trying to do that now. I don't want to do that. Of course you do. That's literally exactly what you said. So there you go. Let's see.
Oh my God.
The openness and inclusivity of Hollywood, yes. Right there. Do exactly as we say or you don't work. Yep. Do exactly what we tell you or you're out. It's amazing. Amazing. 855-839-1210. Let's see. Henry is in Bridgeport. Henry, good morning.
Morning, Rich. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. I wanted to call in real quick. I had this morning you were talking about Cory Booker wants to replace all the fights in America.
Please refer to him with the respect he deserves, sir.
I'm sorry. Grandstangela.
Yes. Senator Count Grandstangela, Spartacus in the Tears of Rage band. Thank you, sir.
Spartacus, yes. As you're talking about that, I work in Delaware. I'm sitting at a red light, and I'm looking at a Delaware government billboard saying, Delaware runs better unleaded, and it has a picture of a kid running. So, you know, it's an effort to get rid of all the lead pipes in Delaware, and the billboard right next to it is a car sales billboard.
Right.
I'm like, well, don't they know more people probably die in cars?
Yeah, and you notice they never blame the car. It's always the driver. Like it's never the car itself. Like, they never talk about, say, putting speed governors in there where you can't go more than 40 miles an hour or something like that. Or if the car detects a text or something, it automatically stops. It's never the car ever that's the issue. But whenever it's a firearm is used, it's 100% every time the weapon.
And if I may, I have a Walter story for you.
You're discussing Walter Koch, our promotion czar.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago, he was at Total Wines.
And right in Delaware.
In Delaware. And I was way up on the Blue Route when I heard it. And I thought, man, I got to get there because I go right past there. Man, my car was on fumes. I flew down there. I got in the parking lot, and he was still there, and I was so psyched. And I ran up to him like, Walter, how you doing? I can't believe I made it. He goes, what size you need?
Mr. Personality. That's why we hired him. The way he ad-libs is amazing.
He said, I need a double XL. He says, I don't have those.
Oh, my God.
Did he get your name and your address so he could send you one?
He is a piece of work.
He really is.
He gave me his card. I can email him. He said he'd send me one.
Well, he's much more charismatic over email. He winds up using Shakespearean prose in his emails. Hilarious emails. Well, Henry, I hope you get your shirt, so shoot him a note.
I will.
All right. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
You got it. Susie, who has updated her profile picture with a beautiful picture of her in her Zeoli Army shirt, she asks a great question regarding the lead in the water issue. Remember earlier I said, Dawn, you can't boil lead out of the water?
Yes.
But I also told you that if you just use cold water, you don't have to worry about lead.
Right.
Which is what my friend, who's on the opposite side of the political aisle than I am, told me, and she's a water engineer. Like, she literally is a professional engineer in water for the city of New York. So Susie asked a great question. Why can't you just fill the pasta pot with cold water and then boil it? Which is what every person who actually makes pasta does.
Exactly.
Which is 100% of what you should do. Who's the idiot getting hot water out of the tap and then boiling that water to make pasta?
It'll boil faster if it's hot.
Yeah. No! Thank you, Susie, for pointing that out. I'm going to turn on the hot tap, get it nice and steaming, put it on, then put my noodles in and make my macaroni. You know who did that? The fake duck hunters that Joe Biden came in contact with yesterday in Delaware. That's how they cook pasta. Also, too, I know that as the concerns of lead grow, do you want to know how much lead would they find in water and what's required, for example? This is interesting now. According to theweek.com, the Environmental Protection Agency requires water utilities to sample lead levels up to twice a year, and more than 10% if those samples contain above 15 parts per billion. All right? 15 parts per billion. Do you know how much 15 parts per billion is? Anyone want to guess? What do you think? It's about 17 gallons of water?
Yeah.
Yeah? The equivalent of, ready?
Oh.
15 drops of water in a swimming pool.
Dog. 15 drops.
15 drops of water in a swimming pool. That's the equivalent. So now the Environmental Protection Agency says if you find more than 15 parts per billion, which is the equivalent of 15 drops of water in a swimming pool, here's what they require you to do. They then require the water companies now to improve the water quality by adding either more contamination solutions to keep the lead out, and using different anti-corrosion chemicals, or they'll even require them to rip the lead pipes out of the ground.
Oh my.
For the equivalent of 15 drops of water in a swimming pool. So I ask this question now. When Cory Booker stands up, Count Constantino, Spartacus Booker, and the Tears of Rage Band, and says, I am going to spend $3 million to replace all the pipes in America, does this sound like a good investment to anybody?
Well, every drop matters.
Every drop matters, Dawn. One drop is all the difference it could make.
Is it 3 million or 3 trillion?
3 trillion. Did yes. I say million? Yeah. 3 trillion. $3 trillion to rip the pipes out.
For 15 drops of water in a swimming pool.
Well, and that's what the Environmental Protection Agency says to your local water company, test the water. They come back, they say, we have 15 parts per billion. Then the utility must immediately correct it. And they'll force them to rip the pipes out of the ground if necessary.
Of course.
And the equivalent is 15 drops of water in a water in a swimming pool. Maybe that's why. 15 drops of water in a swimming pool. That's the equivalent, right?
And just so you know, most in-ground swimming pools are 30,000 gallons. So 15 drops is it's basically, yeah.
So we already have laws. We already have all these regulations for 15 drops of water.
Yes.
And what they'll do is they'll tell the water company, you need to add more anti-corrosion chemicals.
Yes.
But of course, what homeowners should know is just don't heat the water from the tap and you'll be fine. according to my friend who's an environmental engineer, who was literally a water engineer. And if you want to boil pasta, don't use hot water from the sink, you idiot. But we do have to worry about the villain, the arch villain.
Lead steam.
Steam man. Lead steam man. That might be my favorite moment of the show. So Dawn's fear is in the shower. As the hot water is over your body, the lead steam that comes out and what that lead steam can do to the world. Have you ever seen lead steam when he's angry?
Oh,
I saw him rip out a vanity once.
Not a pretty sight.
Not a pretty sight. His lead steam can morph. He's got, you know, very tough guy, Dawn, lead steam. Lead steam man. But I wish he'd rip the wallpaper off my bathroom wall, because that would really do me a solid. If Lead Steam Man could do that for
me,
I'd be very...
You time, you know.
Exactly. Like, hey, Lead Steam, if you're that really dangerous, can you get this old crappy wallpaper that's probably covered in lead off the walls, please? You know, you watch This Old House ever?
Yeah, I love that show.
So when we had our carpets done, my buddy Guido Forcellini and Nona Forcellini, Forcellini Carpet, they did the work for us, right? Forcellinis are great people, wonderful, wonderful people. Little mom and pop shop right in Del Rio, New Jersey. And what there was asbestos in the tile. Do you know what they tell you to do with asbestos tile? Nothing. Cover it up and leave it the hell alone. Go on Bob Vila. Is that the guy, Bob Vila?
Yeah.
This Old House? Watch a video. It'll tell you the same thing. Just leave it alone. Cover it up and leave it. The only time that it's a problem is when you rip it up and breathe it into your lungs.
Yes.
That's the problem with it, too. It's the same thing with lead paint. You can do all these big remediations and everything like that. And there's a lot of companies out there that want you to do that. You know what I mean? Cha-ching, cha-ching. And if you have peeling lead paint, you got kids, you got to do something. Here's what I recommend. Make sure they don't eat it. And then paint over it. Just don't eat too many lead paint chips as a kid.
True.
All right?
It's true.
Like Tommy Boy.
Yeah, it doesn't, I mean, it doesn't
now,
work out well
in
for
Dawn's
you.
House, she has a team that comes by daily to test for lead.
Yes.
In every part of the house.
Well, come on. If you thought you had asbestos or lead or whatever, you would want to remove that out of your house.
No, because removing it is more dangerous.
Yes.
I'm telling
you.
You
have to get a professional person.
It's more dangerous to get the asbestos tiles out of the house than it is to just cover them up and leave them alone. I'm telling you, Dawn, you get all that stuff into the air.
Hmm.
No, Dawn doesn't believe me. She doesn't believe me. She's very skeptical. Listen to her.
He's 100% right, Dawn.
The EPA even says the same thing on their website. They go the same thing. They go, if you got to just cover it up and just ignore it, leave it alone. Just kind of, you know.
If your house was built in the 50s and 60s, it definitely has asbestos in it. But you have to, you know.
Yeah. Don't eat it. Like, don't make little asbestos chips for your kids. You know, Dawn? Don't
do
that.
They're delicious with
little marshmallow on them. Actually, the marshmallow's more dangerous, probably.
Asbestos spores.
Asbestos spores. Cover it with some 15 drops of lead water. You'll have yourself a little party right there. I know. I was surprised by that too, Dawn, because I thought the same thing as you. I thought, oh, here we go. Expensive remediation plans. The people that owned our house.
Yes.
Lived into they owned the house their entire lives, right? They bought it in, I think, like 1963 or something. They both died in their mid-90s. Not from asbestos. In other words, it wasn't mesothelioma or any of the other stuff that killed them. You know why? Because they never messed with it. That's why. And they lived until their 90s.
What if there's a house fire, though?
Well, I think the fire is probably the bigger concern, right? I mean, I don't, call me crazy.
But then it goes airborne.
There's a fire. What about the asbestos?
What about the asbestos? Yeah. I'm going to go, I'm going to raise my hand here and say, I'm going fire trumps asbestos like rocks, paper, scissor. I'm going. Well, you know who put out that fire. You know who will put it out for you. Lead Steam Man.
That's right.
Oh, man.
Lead Steam Man will show up. And wrap himself around that fire and make it go away, Dawn. It all comes full circle. And you can throw 15 drops of water on that fire. Better test it first. Make sure it's not lead.
That's right. Could go airborne.
There you go. John is in King of Prussia. John, good morning, sir.
Hey, Rich. Hey, I just want to say, your pipe engineer, must work for the government because she's got it wrong.
She doesn't. She works in the private sector, but anyway, but go ahead.
You only have one water pipe coming to your house. It's not hot or cold. It's just, and you heat it in your house.
Well, don't heat it is the point if you want to drink it. Just use cold water to drink it.
It's the same water.
Yeah,
isn't it?
But you activate the lead with the temperature in the water is what activates the lead in the pipes.
But it's one pipe, so it's not hot coming through.
Okay, very good. Right. Are you? And so you're an engineer. You're a water engineer.
Yes. I'm going to a meeting now to talk about putting pipes in.
You're a water engineer. So you're telling me that the point that
process
she's making...
Process engineer, yeah.
I'm sorry, what?
Yes.
No, what kind of engineer are you?
Process engineer.
What does that mean?
Pipes, water, chemicals.
Okay, so the question then about water and the temperature of the water, you're telling me the EPA is wrong also.
No, I'm telling you when you say use hot water, cold water, there's only one water pipe coming in through the wet pipe.
I understand that,
house.
But do you agree with me that heat has different qualities of things than cold does? Like,
it's
for example, heating
lead,
things
lead
changes things.
Out of your supply line. You got one pipe. Well, I know, but it's misleading.
It's not misleading because you understand that temperature does things to different things, right? Do you agree with that? Do you think that the Earth is heating?
Is it heating? Yeah.
Is it getting hotter because of what? Because of what? Climate change?
The climate changes over the world. It goes up and down.
All right. So do you think that the temperature of the earth affects things? So why would the temperature of the water in your house not also affect things that are in the pipes? Hello?
Because you're not heating the lead pipe coming to your house.
Oh, my God. We're doing the same thing around in a circle. All right. Thank you for the call.
Yeah.
All right,
anyway,
John. Go to your meeting. Have fun at your little meeting, your little engineer meeting. Go ahead. Fine. All these people, all their lives, who've been drinking water in their homes.
I know, but I wanted to ask them about
people.
Lead steam man.
You
cut them off.
So the people that also had the house all those years, who never had died of lead or anything, or had any lead things.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, if you want to replace the pipes in your home, knock yourself out, but you don't need to do that. You just don't need to do it. It's not necessary to do. The water companies put in all these different things to keep the lead from getting into your drinking water supply. And then if the pipes are in your house that are lead, they keep things in there so the lead doesn't come in. And if you don't want to drink lead, then have all the pipes ripped down and put new. I mean, if that's really a concern to you, knock yourself out. I'm telling you, though, if you drink cold tap water, you got nothing to worry about. Now, we still filter it, but you know why we filter it? Because I think tap water tastes like garbage in a lot of places.
Yeah.
I don't like the taste of it. I'm very picky like that.
Yeah. Plus, I just feel better. I'll be honest. I just makes me feel better just to know it's filtered, you know. And then I change the filter every like 6 months, and it's so heavy.
Yeah. Well, your filter. What? Imagine Dawn's filter is the greatest filter she uses. Can you imagine this thing?
Yeah, it's expensive.
What your filter must look like for that water coming into your home.
And then you go, ooh, look at this.
It also filters out the lead steam, all of it.
The truck backs up. Drops it off.
The Rich Zeoli Show on your schedule. This is the Zeoli Show podcast.
You know what I do, Dawn? I set my my chemicals, my asbestos on fire for the backyard. In the backyard. Because it's better than wood. It burns longer. A lot of people calling about the fake engineer. Karen says, hey, Rich, tell the fake engineer heat is a catalyst. Amazing how that works, right? Let's see. Pete is in Langhorne. Pete, good morning.
Good morning, Rich. Everyone's concerned. If there's lead in your water, all you have to do is go out and spend $180 and you put a filter on the cold water side, and it gets everything out of the water. It'll get the lead, it'll get the chlorine. And if your water's really bad, you know, you can spend a couple $100 more and it gets all that stuff out, including like in my daughter's house, they found trace amounts of uranium in her drinking water. I know that sounds crazy, but they did. And there's a filter that gets that out too.
See, I want uranium in my water because I think it's going to give me superpowers.
Well, I agree. That's what I told my daughter. I go, you know what? Your two-year-old's already a lunatic. Just give her a little bit more of that water, and she's going to fly around the house. You know, and the genius process control engineer, I go, maybe you ought to go down in the basement and look and see that the cold water line, the water that comes into the house, magically splits, and one goes to the hot water heater, and one goes to the rest of the house. You know, so the water coming out of the hot water side, is not the same water coming out of the cold water side. But maybe he went to What's the Matter You rather than a decent university. So who knows?
I like What's the Matter You. I got to. What's the Matter You?
What's the Matter You?
Thank you. Thank you very much, Pete. Great call, buddy. Appreciate it. Yes, the EPA says the following. It said leach. You know what leaching is when something leaches out? Right?
Yes, and that's what was going on in Michigan, right?
Yeah. So leach from solder and brass, hot water is more likely to leach lead from solder and brass than cold water. EPA makes this very, very clear. Quote from the EPA. Use cold water for cooking and preparing baby formula. Do not cook or drink water from the hot water tap. Lead dissolves more easily into hot water. Do not use water from the hot water tap to make baby formula. From the EPA. Hey, process engineer. You got that? Genius? Your dumb meeting? Your dumb fake meeting that you're going to? What the hell's a process engineer? What do you process? You process. Yeah, process being a moron is what you process over there. 855-839-1210. Do not cook with or drink water from the hot water tap. Lead dissolves more easily into hot water. Do not use water from the hot water tap to make baby formula. That is the United States Environmental Protection Agency. And my friend, who's a huge lefty, by the way, in New York, who works for the engineering firm, huge lefty, who told me, because I was worried about it, just use the cold water. I was ready, Dawn, I'm telling you. When we had Patrick, when he was born, can you believe he's going to be 5?
I can't believe it. November 11th.
November 11th. He'll be 5 years old, my little boy. I can't believe it.
So sweet. And baby Claire just turned 3.
And so I wanted to, at first, what I was going to do was, obviously, rip every pipe out of the house and start fresh, right?
Absolutely.
Because I want what's best for my kids. So I go, well, your house built in the 60s. I don't want any lead, whatever. Rip it all out. Start over. Yeah. And we're out to dinner, and my friend says to me, Rich, just use the cold water. I go, but Katie, she goes, Rich, I'm an engineer. I'm not a process engineer. I'm a water engineer. Literally, she works with the city of New York. I shouldn't say her name, but she works with the city of New York to bring water into New York, Gotham, water for Gotham. That's what they do. And they deal with some of the oldest pipes in America. In America, Dawn, in the United States of America. And I will not stand here and let you bash the United States of America.
Gentlemen.
Did you have a lot of lead paint chips as a kid? How many movie references today?
I know, right?
I think that was 5.
Yeah, I think about 5, right? Let's see. Bill's in Warrington. Bill, good morning.
Morning. Hey, I think you said it already. The pipes, copper pipes, are soldered together with solder. Solder is made out of lead and tin, and it goes into the pipes. When you sweat the joint, it gets inside and solidifies on the inside of the pipe. That's why your hot water feeds get exposed to the lead. It's not any lead pipe outside or anything. It's the solder inside of the joints.
Are you a plumber?
No.
You sound like you should be. You sound very knowledgeable about it.
Yeah, you know, I wish I'd made the money of a plumber. I don't.
Do you do stuff on your own stuff? Are you a guy who can do plumbing in your house?
Minor plumbing, because if you live in an old house and you try and be a plumber, your little job turns into be a multi-million dollar job.
I totally agree with that. It's one of those things I say, it's 100% worth it. These people go, they learn this craft. Do not be a plumber yourself. Get a plumber. I 100% agree with you on that point.
And also electric work. It's always good to have somebody who knows what they're doing with the juice and the wires.
Yeah, because, you know, it's not, you don't want to have a fire or burn or electrocute yourself to death, for example, Bill. Absolutely. Very, very good. Excellent point. Scott's in Mount Laurel. Scott, good morning.
Good morning, Rich. I got to tell you, partner, you are the only show I laugh out loud to while I'm driving. I feel like a fool. But you crack me up.
That's good, Scott. Thank you. That's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful way to say it. Thank you.
Now, as a highly experienced home remodeling contractor, I would like to add the fact that both of the perspectives on the lead in the water are correct. The gentleman who was the process engineer is correct, as well as the lady that you know who is whatever she does. One person is talking about water leaching out of the lead pipe.
Correct.
Caused by hot heat activating the lead. The other gentleman is talking about water that has pre-existent lead in it, and it doesn't matter if it gets heated or not. Both of them are correct.
Well, don't drink the part that the lead part that gets heated. Just don't heat it, and then you're going to be okay, is the point.
that is also correct, because if you have water that has lead in it, and it goes through the heated process, and it goes through a lead pipe, now it's just compounded.
Correct. Well said. Scott, good to know that you are a contractor. What's the name of your company?
It used to be CNF Custom Carpentry.
It used to be. What is it now?
Now I'm a refrigeration technician, so I am no longer a carpenter.
Oh, good for you. All right, buddy. Well, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Keep laughing, all right? I like it very, very much. You've got it. You've got it. You've got it. All right, 855-839-1210. Enough with the lead in the water. If you want to rip out the pipes in your house, knock yourself out. Go ahead. Do your thing.
This is the only show, by the way, that could have five different, because we talked to a blue-collar audience, this is the only show that could have five different people call in
right.
with five different things on water.
I love
it. You know, it's amazing.
And fake engineers, yeah. too.
No, I mean...
Who's going to need a support gorilla when this is over? Can you get him your little support gorilla, Joe?
No, he's mine.
He's yours? Cliff is in Doylestown. Cliff, good morning. You'll be the final point on the water. Go ahead.
Okay, Rich. Thanks. I'm a marine engineer. I build ships.
Nice.
The water that goes into your house is what the process engineer was trying to explain. If that already has lead because your city failed you, nothing you can do. You're going to get the lead. However, if the water's good coming into your house and it goes through the hot water system, if you've got lead solder joints, the heat causes the lead to leach out of the soldered joints. The cold will not. So the jet that just called in front of you and said both people are correct is exactly right, but the process engineer did not clearly explain the water coming into the house. If it's bad, you're bad.
Yes,
if
you're
good.
Well said.
If it's good.
Well said. Excellent point, Cliff. You make an excellent point. He should have explained himself better. Instead, he was trying to be. He was a little hostile with me, don't you think?
I think so, but you know, you're easy to be hostile with.
That's true. That's true. That's
but now the other point. Just let me make a real quick one. This is for the dentist.
Yeah.
If you get lead in your water, filter it through your teeth. Kind of suck it through your teeth. It'll play down onto the fillings.
Got that? Dawn's got a water question for you.
Wait,
yes.
If it's bad coming from the city, and you take a shower in it, you could have lead steam.
Well, you could get lead under your armpits and make all the hair fall out.
That's true. Listen, I want lead steam man in my house, so I'm going to turn on all the hot water taps when I get home today.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Cliff. I appreciate that. And again, if your local water company is failing you because they have more than 15 parts per billion of lead, the EPA requires them to do all these things. And as I mentioned earlier, 15 parts per billion is the equivalent of 15 drops of water in a swimming pool. So there you go. If you got lead, the point was not the water coming into your house. The point were the pipes in your house, because Booker wants to start ripping pipes out everywhere in America. That's what started this whole conversation at like 5:32 in the morning,
it's
I think.
True.
This is the only show in America. We talk to guys who build ships and plumbers.
Yep.
All kinds of people. It's great. By the way, the process engineer loves the attention. Please, give me a break. He's going to go to his dumb meeting with his other boring process engineer people.
By the way, if his meeting started at 8, because he called right before the 8 o'clock hour, if his meeting started at 8, he's still sitting in his car right now.
He's sitting in the car listening right now. Listening right now. And he's going to go in there and go, all right, I'm the process engineer. Yeah. Is he always talking about?
I don't think he meant to be hostile. He was just trying to get his point out before running into the meeting.
Is that what it was?
Stress.
Dawn defends everybody.
It's true. It's true. Everybody.
I love it.
You know?
I love it. I love it. It's great. Very, very nice. All right. Well done, Dawn. Well done. We should do news, I guess. We should do news.
Yes, we got lots of news.
Good morning, Dawn.
Good
morning.
This
brought to you by Lead Steam Man, coming to theaters December 25th. Can the earth be saved from Lead Steam Man?
Well, it is 8:08, Zioli Show News, 70 degrees, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT with news, brought to you by the Delaware County Transportation Management. So a manhunt today after another very dangerous night for Philadelphia police. They say somebody opened fire on an undercover officer in King Sessing. We're getting some new information. So this guy who they said pulled the string really tight on his hoodie to conceal his face, pulls out a gun and fires about 10 shots across the street at the undercover officer, and he was doing surveillance in an unmarked car. So he was in the car. So they say the bullets struck the car, not the officer who was sitting in the driver's seat. So the officer, they say, was able to drive away about a half block away to get some distance between himself and the shooter, obviously, called for backup. The gunman took off. So there is a manhunt. They want this guy. Also, police searching for a different suspect who reportedly pointed a gun at a 9-year-old little boy while the bad guy was robbing a market in North Philadelphia. So they've released that surveillance video. The guy got off with like $800, but he pointed that gun right at, to intimidate the boy because the boy was a witness. So they want to get that guy. We also have an update in the Kate Steinle case. And you remember this went national, and really, I think everyone has an emotion about the Kate Steinle's murder in California. So going viral now, headlines that the feds are going after Kate Steinle's killer after California drops the ball. That's the big headline. This is a U.S. attorney clarifying that a man who was here illegally, who fatally shot Kate Steinle, who was 32 years old, just walking on a San Francisco pier one day and gunned down and killed. The U.S. attorney says this guy has no right to possess a firearm under federal law, even if California extends him sanctuary. So they are going after this 48-year-old Mexican national who admitted to holding the gun that killed Kate Steinle. So we'll continue to follow that one. We also have, we talked about stress at work. Burnout at work is now officially an occupational syndrome, with a growing number of people saying, yes, they are overwhelmed by extreme stress on the job. So it can cause a lot of health problems.
You know who feels that way?
What?
Process engineers.
So, well, he might be stressed out.
That's what I'm saying, Dawn.
He's got a lot of pipes to fix.
By the way, I've got a lot of people telling me this is why I hire plumbers. It's not what I say, solder? Solder?
Solder?
I kept calling it solder. Solder.
Oh, I thought you were saying solar.
Yeah, solder yeah. pipe. Oh, solder pipe. Pipe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is why you shouldn't.
This is why I write a check when I need a home improvement.
So 80% of all workers feel stressed at work. 80%.
I believe that. Work is stressful.
It's very stressful.
Which is why my plan, Dawn, calls for a guaranteed universal income, and all it requires is 6 cents from every wealthy person in America.
2 cents.
No more work.
2 cents.
6 cents.
But which...
Six.
You have to admit that when she says 2 cents, it's like a telethon, like somebody begging to feed the children. 2 cents.
It does sound like that a little bit.
It's a good, plea.
It's also like Mr. Yes. Scrooge, like, two, please, sir.
Ask it for
please.
A raise, yeah.
Just two more.
Oliver.
Yeah, that's right. Didn't Mr. Ratchet ask for 2 cents as his raise?
And ask like that, like, 2 cents.
We have, quickly, this day in history, 1886, Geronimo surrenders, and 2002, Kelly Clarkson wins American Idol. Eyewitness weather, it's going to be very hot for the school kids, especially 90 degrees today. And this news brought to you by the Delaware County Transportation Management System. So looking for alternatives to sitting on I-95 in traffic? Find answers. DCTMA.org. Get road work updates, info on ride sharing, public transit options, and much more at DCTMA.org. Commute better, work better, DCTMA.org. Dawn's Yoli Show News, radio.com app. There you go.
Thank you, Dawn. Well done.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thanks for taking the Zioli Show with you, Rich Zioli. Weekday mornings on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
I have mentioned to you before how stupid those red flag laws are, and this is a great example of this. Reason.com, a Colorado teen banned from school for going shooting with his mother. Yes, that's right. To Justine Myers and her 16-year-old son, Nathan, their casual Tuesday afternoon of shooting guns out in the woods of northern Colorado is just a fun-filled mother-son outing. To local law enforcement and school administration, this event was considered a threat. On August 27, Justine picked up Nathan from Loveland High School to drive outside of town for an afternoon of shooting practice. Nathan posted a video to Snapchat documenting the five pistols and a rifle he was preparing to shoot. The rifle, an AR-15, cannot be made out in the video because it was stored on a case. He also typed out the message, quote, "Finna be lit." For anyone under 30, this translates to about to have a fun time. Upon re-entering cell phone range, the two discovered several missed calls, voicemails, and text messages. One of the callers, Justine's ex-husband, had been approached by police about the video. My bet is he probably called them. That's my guess. What do you think, huh? Think police just approached him? Or do you think he might have called the cops? What do you think, According to the police, a message was received through Safe to Tell, a Colorado-based reporting platform that allows individuals to submit anonymous tips to law enforcement of potential threats or risks. Once received, the reporting mechanism automatically triggers an immediate review by local law enforcement to assess the validity of the threat. They reviewed the video, they interviewed the parents, and quickly determined that Nathan was not a threat. And then they thought it was done. Oh, but it wasn't. The following morning, Justine received a voicemail from the Thompson Valley School District stating that, quote, until further notice, her son was not allowed to return to school. Justine contacted the school to try to make the same case that she did to the police. But the school proved to be more difficult. Both mother and son attempted to request the homework that Nathan was missing in his absence, but to no avail. When school officials returned the phone calls, they informed Justine that she needed to attend a threat assessment hearing on August 29th, where she would defend her son in front of a 7-person panel comprised of school administration, counselors, teachers, and law enforcement. By the way, do you imagine that? A 7-person panel? You have to stand there and defend yourself and your kid, even though you've just been cleared by the cops. Before the hearing, the story went viral after Rally for Our Rights, a Colorado-based pro-gun rights group, broke the news. As a result, school officials backpedaled. The assessment hearing, which traditionally lasts about an hour, was over in 5 minutes. The panel seemed to be in a hurry to clear his name. They were really trying hard to get us out of there quickly, says the mom. During the hearing, the school's principal, Peggy Johnson, alluded to the story that was already out there. Upon completion of the hearing, Nathan was allowed to return to school, which he did. According to his mom, her son endured significant taunting upon his return, with students calling him a school shooter. The mockery was bad enough that Nathan begged his parents to be homeschooled. The incident sheds light on how local authorities respond to tips of potential threats or risks, especially through anonymous platforms like Safe to Tell. It's definitely a flawed system, says the mom. Why we're upset is that this should have been squashed on Tuesday night. It should never have gotten to this point. School officials claim they did not receive the official clearance from police, which occurred on the evening of August 27th until the following day, 18 hours after the fact. If true, then local law enforcement failed to communicate the existence of a potential threat to the town square that was already abuzz with gossip. If not true, the school fumbled the communication handoff, suggesting some institutional blind spots that need to be addressed, especially if an actual threat were to occur. I remind you, by the way, this is a mom who went shooting with her son, which parents do all the time, by the way. The Safe to Tell program was started after Columbine. Anyway, the confusion based on this system where they receive now this crisis line, according to the Colorado Attorney General's office, the Safe to Tell system has steadily increased with all these actionable tips. During the 2018-2019 school year, they recorded, ready, almost 20,000 actionable tips. The calls are then organized into categories to determine the issue. You see what I mean about how the system overwhelms an already overwhelmed system? The most frequently addressed issues included suicide, drugs, and bullying. Despite the volume of calls concerning suicide, Safe to Tell is not the ideal resource for those struggling with self-harm or depression. They have another thing for that. But the confusion, because people call this place, they call this number, has led to now also law enforcement swatting people as well. Of all of the incidents received last year, 2.4%, or roughly 470 incidents, were intentionally false reports. In other words, kids dropping a dime on another kid they don't like to get the cops to show up at their house guns drawn surrounding a house, which puts, of course, law enforcement in danger as well. Anyway, just wanted to point that out to you, that the red flag laws, which I've told you are no magic cure for anything, are in fact, I think, a disaster to not only the Constitution, but also to just common sense. That's a great story, great example. I thought of that.
The Rich Zeoli Show on your schedule. This is the Zeoli Show podcast.
Okay. 855-839-1210. What was I going to say? I was going to say a bunch of things. Let's see. Oh, comedy night tonight, Parks Casino. Yes, that'll be fun. Can all use a laugh, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Everybody could use a laugh. That'll be fun. We'll do that tonight at Parks Casino. There'll be Zeoli Army t-shirts there, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes. Exactly.
Added extra bonus for coming out to Parks Casino tonight in Bent Salem.
That's right. That'll be a lot of fun. There can be a lot of nice time tonight. We'll have a good time. Let's see. A lot of comments on Lead Steam Man. Do you find that you're more impatient than you've ever been in your life?
No.
No. You're not. You're an angel. You really are.
No, I'm pretty patient.
She is.
No, you're just a very unique person. You're like the kindest person I know.
Aww,
you see the good in people.
I try.
You're just like the anti-me. I'm so cynical, you know what I mean?
No, it's not true.
It is true. And so they have this story that came out that we are now more impatient than ever before. More than ever before. We now get impatient after 16 seconds is now the average.
Well, it's because of video and devices. You know?
Yeah, it's exactly that. We are so impatient now because we get everything on demand whenever we want it. And so now they say if you wait more than 25 seconds for a traffic light to change, you lose your mind. I do. Definitely do. I go, come on!
Especially, the most infuriating thing is 4 o'clock in the morning when there's nobody on the road and you hit the red light and you're at the red light forever. And like, yes, 100%.
But if nobody's around, it's like the tree in the forest. Did anybody hear it fall? So if nobody's around, is it really red?
Listen, I'm telling you right now, I'm not waiting at that red light at 4 a.m.
Exactly.
All right? We're admitting, we're just hypothetically giving out information.
No, I'm literally not waiting at the light at 4 a.m. Which brings me to our debate watch party at the FOP Lodge 5. Our buddies over there. All right, so mark your calendars. Ready? Thursday, September 12th. The FOP Lodge in the greater Northeast is really a beautiful lodge. Fun, big, great food, great drinks. It is, it's on Caroline Road. And so we're going to be on site at 7 o'clock. We'll have giveaways. We'll have shirts. The debate will be 8 o'clock. It is the lesser candidates debate. Why are we doing this? Why not? That's why. Because we get a chance to get together and hang out and have fun. That's why. That's why we're doing it. We're going to have a lot of fun. The FOP guys are great. Our buddies will be there. You know, they sent me a really nice get well basket in the mail.
That is so nice.
Yeah, it was really nice. John McNesby and John Hoyt and Steve Weiler. Those guys are really nice guys. You know, the wonderful thing about it, too, is that when you get friends who are cops and you run red lights at
Fairfax,
and John McGrody, my buddy, Lieutenant John McGrody. What? I'm saying. Anyway, so they sent me a get well basket with wine and food in it. Wasn't that nice of them?
That was very nice.
Yeah, good guys over there. Really good guys. So anyway, that's where we're going to be Thursday, September 12th. Hang out, and we'll be on site 7 o'clock. The debate begins at 8. And then go to 1210wph.com/events/rich and get more information, okay? And we'll do that. We'll see you then. That'll be fun. Lead Steam Man will be there. We're going to bring him. That'd be nice. That'll be very, very good. Yeah, I'm impatient. I feel more impatient than ever. I really, really do. You know what else I feel impatient about? Stupidity. I know. I guarantee you support this bill before I even read it. This bill, I think you talked about this with Dom last week when I was out, which would mandate that there has to be a warning system if a kid's in a car.
Mm-hmm.
You're all about this bill. You love this bill, don't you?
Well, what I said was, I think it should not have to be in the car. It would be better on a car seat. Because a lot of the people leaving the children in the car seat are like a caregiver who aren't used to having a child in the back seat.
Right.
So I said, instead of the car, why not put it on a car seat? Right? Because you loan the car. If somebody's taking your baby to daycare, you have to give them your car seat.
Why not put it on the key so that the key lights up or the key starts buzzing?
That's
or something
a good
that
idea.
Says kid in the car or something like that.
That's a great idea.
You know it's not a good idea? The name of the bill. So the name of the bill is what really frustrates me even more. I mean, look, there's always going to be stupid people who do something stupid, but this mandate now, Senator Richard Blumenthal, one of the biggest idiots from Connecticut, ready? This is the name of the act. It's the Park It Act. Why do they come up with these dumb names for bills?
Park It?
Why do they do this? Park It Act.
You know what? If they made it the Save a Child Act, who can vote against that? So just from that standpoint, it's a stupid name.
They always got to come up with these dumb names. Let me read you what the Park It Act actually stands for, right? To require the Secretary of Transportation to finalize rules to protect consumers from the risks of carbon monoxide poisoning and rollaways from motor vehicles and for other purposes. They have now created this bill called the Park It Act, which stands for Protecting Americans from the Risks of Keyless Ignition Technology Act, or Park It. Protecting Americans from the Risks of Keyless Ignition Technology Act, or Park It, would require cars to have automatic shutoff systems and rollaway prevention technology in motor vehicles, and would also now would require the cars to be able to shut down after a period of time, so you don't accidentally die of carbon monoxide poisoning because you're an idiot sitting in a parked car in a garage. So you see, Dawn, we have to have a federal law for this, the Park It Act.
What they should do,
yeah,
is just have apps that cost like $3. And have insurance companies offer you discounts if you get the app.
That's a very great idea. Excellent idea. See that? A private sector idea.
Yeah.
I love it. I endorse it. Wonderful solution. You know, Waze does that. Waze will remind you if there's a kid in the car.
Yeah.
The Waze app, which you can also listen to the show through radio.com, through Waze. The Waze app will actually has it so that when you get to your destination, it will say, reminder, car seat reminder, car seat child reminder. You could do that. Or you could pass the Park It Act to make sure that idiots don't die of carbon monoxide poisoning because they didn't shut their engine off.
Do something. Do anything.
Do it. Yeah.
And do something while we wait.
Do something now. Now. Do something now. They did this, Dawn, because I guess somebody at one point drove into a place with a keyless ignition system and doesn't shut off, keeps going and going, and they shut their garage door.
You know what
I call that, Dawn? Evolution. Yes, Dawn. What?
No, I knew before keyless cars, I knew somebody who in college, they got drunk, went to their parents' house, left the car running because they were drunk. The parents were, the master bedroom was above the garage.
Yeah.
Killed the parents.
So oh my God.
So it has nothing to do with, this was in Minnesota when I was in journalism school.
Right.
It has nothing to do with keyless entries. It has to do with horrible, tragic mistakes, often alcohol induced.
Stupid okay? people also, but you know, but they never blame the person. They always blame the car, and then they gotta fix, like with stuff like this, it's amazing to me too. They go, well, we'll just put in this new rule that's going to raise the price of a car for everybody else for the one idiot that's out there. And they do this. It drives me crazy all the time. And then the stupid name. Lady, my rise today to introduce the Park It Act. Why don't you park it and sit down and shut up? Do something good with your life instead of being a senator collecting all this money. They make a lot of money, you know, senators.
Well, it's not just the money. They get better health care than anybody on the planet. And they get these huge pensions forever.
Today I rise to introduce the Save All Children in Car Seats from Death Act. I ask a unanimous consent to require that we spend $700 trillion to make sure that no kid ever dies in a car seat ever again. Who's with me? I mean, like, you know what I mean? Like, there are going to be idiots who do stupid things. You can't protect the world from all the stupid people that are out there. There's just not, if the government mandates that, then the car alarm will go off. Kid in the back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hot car. They'll take the kid out. Then they'll lose him in the store, right? Or they'll do something stupid in the parking lot. Like, there are just dumb people out there who are irresponsible. A government can't solve every problem. I do like your idea, though, about a discount, insurance discount, because I'm all about discounts on things. I like that idea, Dawn. That's good.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Right?
I'm amazed PPA doesn't have a new ticket where they walk around all the parking lots, you know?
Yeah.
In parking areas, especially in Chestnut Hill, play, and, you know, look for anybody who left a dog or a kid in the car.
Really?
Make it like, they should, you know, $200 ticket. I'm amazed they haven't thought of that.
I'm amazed you haven't thought of this. 855-839-1210. By the way, I'm being told by our buddy Steve on Twitter that you are allowed to run red lights at 4 a.m. in Pennsylvania. according to a new law that was passed and signed into law by Governor Tom Wolf on September 18th. You're allowed to go through a red light when the sensor appears to be malfunctioning, such as if it's blinking, or if the light sensor appears to be not working, keeping the light from turning green. So I guess when you sit there and it doesn't change after you've sat there, you're allowed to go through it.
Do you have to wait?
It doesn't specify how long a driver must wait at a red light before proceeding through it.
But it kind of gives you a little leeway.
Yeah, it gives you leeway.
I think it was malfunctioning.
Right. Yeah, it's malfunctioning.
That's my story. I'm sticking with it.
Right. Yeah, no, I think the thing was the sensor was the thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was kind of blinking a little.
Yeah, the thing was blinking. So, you know. Pat's in Allentown. Pat, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. My kid's got an answer to that carbon monoxide. There's never enough gas in there for it to run to kill anybody.
That's good. It's a good point. Just run out of gas eventually.
Run out of gas.
You know, it's probably lead fuel in that car tank that was the reason why that car, bringing it all back. All right, thank you, Pat. Appreciate it.
Climate change.
Well, blame something. Thank you, Pat.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.